Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. It's the start of the final week of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup season. The Tour Championship is here. I'm Ryan Balanchy. Thanks for being here. Take 60 to 90 seconds to explain what's been happening in my life the last few weeks. So I've been pretty much everywhere but home for the months of July and August. So getting shows done was pretty difficult, to be honest with you, between being on a cruise for my sister-in-law's 40th birthday, from being in London last week. My wife and kids, my sister-in-law went to go see the Eras Tour. I was there. I did not go to the concert, but was in London, had an awesome time. And then just a couple of weeks trying to get everything straightened up about Golf News Net TV. It has been really tough to get shows done this summer. So I genuinely apologize for that. I really love doing the show. I love talking about golf handicapping with you and doing the stuff that we've done for years. And to just not be able to kind of do it, just to not make it happen, is unfortunate on my part. But here we are, the final week of the year. GNNTV is going to launch on our website this week, and then it'll be available in revamped apps for Amazon Fire and Roku, and then it'll be on our streaming platforms that we launch with in a couple weeks, and then after that, we'll have another group of about four or five platforms that need to see the channel exists, basically. It's a chicken and egg problem, and then we can work with them to pick that up. So by early Q1 next year, GNN TV should be available in front of 70 to 80 million potential unique users per month. Question on any screen, any device that has a video screen and can connect to one of these fast platforms or apps or the internet, you'll be able to watch our TV channel. So I'm very, very excited about that. It's been a 16-month project, and it's almost done with the beginning. And then comes the fun part of actually running a TV channel. So that's coming along. And then to mention, as it relates to this show specifically, we're going to start doing this show for TV. So that's going to include some changes to the format of this to a degree. I don't know exactly how that's going to look yet. We may wind up moving this to a single show per week. It may be two shows per week. I haven't exactly figured that all out yet, but we probably will change the format just a little bit. But you'll still get podcast versions of this show, and it'll be shot for video with that in mind. It'll be available on TV and our website and all the different places that we stream platform-wise. So you'll be able to watch it live, but then you'll also be able to catch it after the fact. Also, I'm interested in getting some feedback for you before we get into the Tour Championship. I am considering running a Golf News Net membership special through the end of the year, basically from this week to the end of the year, where you could get 6 months free if you have a 2-year or 3-year edition or subscription start. So let's say you get 2 years for $60, or you get 3 years for $100, whether you're a member or you're a new member. You can add it on, or you can start new. If you're interested in that, let me know. Love to hear from you. I'm going to put it on the site, but just know that it's coming. It's just not out there quite yet. All right, so today's the Monday show. We've got the Tour Championship. We've got 30 players in the field at East Lake. We have a handicap tournament. If you're not familiar with this event, in 2019, it changed. It went from having a reshuffle of the points specifically for the Tour Championship and there potentially being two winners to having starting strokes and having all of the points after the BMW Championship converted into starting strokes, and it's a handicap to start the week. So there still is two tournaments, right? There's the tournament for the FedEx Cup, which considers the starting strokes, and then there's the tournament for the Tour Championship, as far as the official World Golf Rankings concerned. They dole out points for the 72-hole total. So you could still earn a lot of points this week in the official World Golf Ranking, even if you don't win the FedEx Cup. And that can happen regularly. So that's important to know, because there's kind of a point in this tournament depending on where you start in the standings, usually kind of depending on how your first or second round goes, whether you kind of abandon ship on trying to win the FedEx Cup and you try to do as well as you can in the 72-hole tournament, or you just try to do as well as you can, just period, in the FedEx Cup, just trying to maximize that money. But there are a lot of things that can spin around in your head in this playing this tournament. So Scottie Scheffler starts. He's the top dog, top in the standings. He starts at 10 under par. Xander Schauffele is second. He starts at 8 under par. Hideki Matsuyama, 7 under. McIlroy is, interestingly enough, the fourth favorite on the board, but he is not number 4 in the standings. So if you look at that, there's a difference, and we'll talk about this over the course of this show. But if you look at the difference between the starting strokes and what the odds say, you're going to see a significant difference. So number three in the standings is Matsuyama. He starts on minus 7. Keegan Bradley is number 4. He starts on minus 6. Ludvig Åberg is 5th in the standings. He is at minus 5. Rory McIlroy is number 6. And every player 6 through 10 in the standings starts on 4 under. So that includes Colin Morikawa, Wyndham Clark, Sam Burns, and Patrick Cantlay. Your 3 unders are 11 through 15. Sungjae Im, Sahith Theegala, Shane Lowry, Adam Scott, Tony Finau. Your 2 unders are 16 through 20. Ben Ahn, Victor Hovland, Russell Henley, Akshay Bhatia, Bob McIntyre. Your 1 unders are 21 through 25. Billy Horschel, Tommy Fleetwood, Seb Straka, Matthew Pavon, and Taylor Pendrith. And 26 through 30 are even par, or 10 shots back going into the start of the tournament. Chris Kirk, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Rye, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Justin Thomas. So if you're probably 1 under and even, you pretty much know you can't win unless something crazy happens. You've got to start aggressively from the beginning, right, to have any chance of pulling off the impossible. Almost impossible. The 2 unders, you probably think you have an outside chance if you have a great first 2 days and get close to level. If you're like 3-4 back heading into the weekend, you got a chance, but you got to make up about half of that deficit pretty quickly in 2 rounds. 3 unders and above, you got to think you got an outside chance. 3 and 4 under, you got an outside chance. Probably 4 under, you think you have a better chance than the 3, like way better chance than the 3 unders. 6 feels different than 7. Just a lot. I don't know why, it just feels that way. And then obviously everyone in the top 5 has a decent chance. But even Ludvig starts 5 back. That's a lot to make up in 72 holes. So you got to be able to play well. So, with all that set up, the market, as I said, does not necessarily reflect exactly those standings, right? Keegan Bradley is 30-1 to win the FedEx Cup, even though he won last week and is 4th in the standings. He is tied for 7th in the table. So, that tells you that the market or bookmakers do not believe he's going to go back-to-back. And I think that's fair to say. However, if you look at the last 2 seasons, Keegan Bradley has 3 wins. Zozo, Travelers, and this. 2 of those wins are for $3.6 million first place prizes against good or really good fields. So he makes the most of those wins. He's not afraid to take on big players and take on big tournaments. I think that is a misprice. I think he very much could win this thing. And 30-1 just seems out of place for a guy that, if you look at the rest of the players, right? McIlroy is on 4 under. So he is 2 back of Keegan Bradley. Look at Ludvig. He's 5 under, 1 back. Now Ludvig is 18-1. The reason Ludvig's 18-1 to win the FedEx Cup is because he stinks in the final round. And I think we need to talk about that moving forward, is at least an acknowledgement in trying to handicap this guy. Until he figures out how to play final rounds, he's really hard to bet to win, especially against elite fields. The 6-iron or whatever club he hit in the 14, 30 yards short, right in the drink, and posing like he done something right, is a colossal error. And I don't know where it happened. I don't know how it happened, but it's a colossal error. And really exemplifies the kind of guy that he is in final rounds. He's an incredible player. He's going to figure it out. But right now he doesn't know how to play final rounds of the PGA Tour. He's got to get there. He'll get there, just not yet. You've got Colin Morikawa, right? Morikawa's had a great season. He's part of the cluster at 4 under. He's 20 plus 2,500. Patrick Cantlay, 10th, has been horrible for a long time, but he's starting to get a little bit better. 30 to 1. So that tells you what they think about Keegan Bradley being two strokes better than those guys. They can overcome that very quickly. A guy I want to point out here at 40 to 1 is Sam Burns. Now, Sam Burns has been the best player in the playoffs against par by, I think, one or two strokes over Xander Schauffele. He's 4 under and 6 back. I like him at 40 to 1. I think he's a must play. And the reason I like him is twofold. One, he likes Bermuda grass greens better than everybody. I mean, the contrast between his putting on anything but Bermuda and Bermuda is pretty stark. So there's that. The second part is, East Lake Golf Club is going to be a different golf course. It's been renovated. Gil Hance's team came in and renovated the place. Tried to restore it back to the way it looked probably almost a century ago. You know, at the peak of Bobby Jones's greatness. And that means the golf course is going to look different, for one. Two, it's going to play different. When a golf course architect comes in and renovates a place and they move a good amount of dirt, which happened here, everything changes. I truly mean that. Everything changes where the earth was moved. The firmness of the ground changes. The grass changes. Contours change, even if slightly. All of those things add up, and it really makes it a different golf course. Also, freshly renovated places tend to play firmer and faster because the dirt underneath the work has not settled entirely yet. And this was done within a year, right? As soon as the Tour Championship ended last year, they started this project, got it done, and they got it ready to play for this week. So there hasn't been a lot of time for the work to settle in terms of just kind of getting back to normal playing conditions. So you expect firm and fast. Kind of like we got at the BMW Championship, which is why I think Keegan Bradley makes a lot of sense, because he plays well and firm and fast. Sam Burns does the same. I think Colin Morikawa does too. Obviously, Scheffler and Schauffele are the two best players on the planet. Those guys all make sense. I think there's a reason to bet against Hideki Matsuyama and his back injury. You got to kind of get a better feel for that. He might be a live play at best. Wyndham Clark has been starting to play better. I think he isn't quite there, but he found something after that first round in Paris. The first round in Paris was horrible, truly terrible. And I think that was his nadir. Like, hey, it's got to get better. You can't keep going out there as a U.S. Open champion and embarrassing yourself like that. And since then, he's been pretty good. I think he's worth a consideration, but I would much rather look at Sam Burns at 40 to 1 than Wyndham Clark. Patrick Cantlay, no thank you. We've talked about everyone else to this point. Victor Hovland, who is a FedEx Cup champion, right? He's the defending FedEx Cup champion. He's 60 to 1. I think he's too far back. I think that group is too much. He's 2 under. He's 8 back. I would not be willing to bet anyone worse than 3 under to win the tournament with the starting strokes. And at least at DraftKings, the market doesn't exist on DraftKings for without starting strokes. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll use an offshore book for that. But at least DraftKings in this case doesn't have that. I think 2 under is too far. So you really have a limited set of options here to potentially win this thing, right? You really can go down to Sam Burns. That's probably the extent of it. Adam Scott, Tony Finau are too far. Sanjay's too far. Fleetwood's too. I mean, all these guys are just too far. There's a reason Matthew Pavon is 1,500 to 1 to win, because he's part of the group at minus 1. Chris Kirk is even. He's got to overcome 10 shots. It's just not going to happen. In other years where maybe you had you didn't have as two clearly obvious dominant players, and you didn't have a Rory McIlroy kind of lurking there as a third player. I mean, you got a lot of blockers to get to the top. Even if you beat the other people, even if everyone else fell by the wayside, surely one of those three players would be good enough to win. That's kind of how I think about it. So 2 under and worse, I'm not going to ever consider it. Now, also something to think about here, top 10. This is an interesting market because there is some plus money available. And once you get out of the top 5 players, right, those players at 10, 8, 7, 6, and five. Now you're at fours, right? So the difference between Rory McIlroy all the way down to Patrick Cantlay, those players at minus four, and the bottom of the board is four strokes. That's nothing. Now you can start entertaining some ideas of guys that you might think could do something here and get into the top 10. Now we've got some interesting things to talk about. What about a Sepp Straka? Likes firmer courses, likes tougher conditions. Is a Georgia guy. 4-1? That sounds pretty good to me. What about Chris Kirk, who started to show back up a little bit? Southern guy, Georgia guy. I like that. Plus 900. That's interesting to me. He's only got to make up four shots to get in the top 10. I can do that. You know, that's doable. That's one around. He can do that. That could be interesting to me. Okay. So those top 10 markets are pretty interesting. Top five is a little bit tougher because you've got to overcome that extra stroke to get to fifth. Maybe that's a little bit too much. I don't think so. But you do get a pretty good juice here to try to get in the top five. So you're really overcoming one more stroke here. So if you want to take some flyers, do it in the top five market. Go take a Matthew Pavon. I love Matthew Pavon. He's had a really nice year. He's 11-1 to get in the top 10, even though he starts on minus one. He's 50-1 to get into the top five, including ties, by the way. Ties count. So why wouldn't you consider him at 50-1? You're telling me he can't overcome five shots? I realize who we've got in the top five currently, and there's very little chance that Scheffler, Schauffele, Matsuyama, Bradley, and Obert all stink, right? But Hideki's back's not great. Keegan's quite a wild card. Ludvig gets himself in contention a lot, but also doesn't really know this course and isn't very good in the final round. You have three question marks in the top five, and you're telling me that Matthew Pavon cannot beat the minimum guy here? Five strokes over 72 holes? I'm going to bet that on principle. I don't even care if it stinks. I'm going to bet it on principle. I just want to have something fun to sweat here. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I just think it's the price doesn't match. It really doesn't. For one more stroke, it doesn't match. That one. Some of the others make more sense, right? Like, let's take Tommy Fleetwood. Plus 180 to get into the top 10, right? He comes into the week at 22nd. So to get into the top 10, he has to overcome three shots. Nothing. That's easy. He has to overcome four shots to get into the top five, hypothetically. That's plus 700. If you think he's got that move in him, why don't you take that? What about a guy like Sam Burns? He's not that far out of the top five, right? If he starts the week at minus four and you got to get in the top five in ties, that's one stroke. Why would you not bet him at plus 300 for a top five, including ties, instead of looking at a minus 115 for a top 10? So you got to kind of evaluate that. You're going to evaluate each golfer differently, of course, but I think the market has priced in fundamentally two locks into the top five, Scheffler and Schauffele. Schauffele loves this golf course. I don't think he's finished worse than sixth here as an individual without starting strokes. He loves it. It's a different course now, slightly, but he loves the place. Scheffler doesn't have the same love affair, but it's almost impossible. I mean, unless he just absolutely torpedoes. And by the way, last week was the first tournament he lost strokes against the field in 2 years, more than 2 years. There's almost no chance he falls out. So market clearly tells you Matsuyama, better, about a 50-50 chance to hang in there, but your back's the hang-up. You look at Keegan Bradley, plus 240, not a great, I don't believe he's got a great chance to kind of stay in there. Ludvig, plus 140, pretty good chance to stay in there. I think you got some wild cards. So I think you can play with some interesting bets there, have a lot of fun with it. I wouldn't have a huge card here, but I would tend to go play lottery tickets this week. And not for a lot of money. Sam Burns to win the FedEx Cup. Maybe Keegan Bradley to win the FedEx Cup, because I think 30-1 is just kind of absurd. Small position, not a ton of money. What about a Matthew Pavon at 50-1 to get in the top five in ties? Five shots over 72 holes is just not that much. It really isn't. So a lot of things have to happen, right? You got to beat everybody up in front of you, but I think that's not out of the realm of possibility. Sepp Straka maybe in a top 10 at plus 400 I like. Maybe plus 1,800 on a top 5, including ties. So those are some interesting wagers to think about. Finishing position. This one's a tough one because this market is priced in with starting strokes, right? With starting strokes, Scottie Scheffler's minus 175 to be the first round leader. Yeah. Anybody worse than like four under is probably almost impossible to be in the lead. They're just not that many of those type of rounds. And Scheffler would have to be terrible. Scheffler would have to be terrible. You're going to need five guys to be bad. Over 72 holes, you could have three of them be bad. But over one round, I think it's very unlikely. So I would not take this market, the end of round leader for round one. There is an end of round top five market. It is kind of interesting. Again, if you want to look at this, you want to look at players probably just for fun return, right? This is not a practical exercise. If you want to do something practical, the choices are pretty clear, I think. Pretty obvious if you want just kind of minimal return, right? But if you want to have some fun lottery tickets, that's what we're talking about here, because otherwise I don't see much fun in betting this week. So if you're looking at the top five market, right, if you have to overcome all of those strokes we just talked about in one round. If you started at even par, you've got to overcome five shots minimum in the first round. So that makes it really hard to go down and try to go bet Pavon, Kirk, Sepp Straka, Tommy Fleetwood. Guy, makes it harder, right? However, I think this is a market ripe for looking at guys at 3-under and 2-under. So look at those guys. Maybe a Sun JM, 3-under par. He's plus 850 to be in the top five, again, and ties after the first round. So that's two strokes. I can buy. He could beat Ludvig by two strokes. That can happen. I think that's an interesting play. Victor Hovland, similar position. Defending tour championship, FedEx Cup champion. He's minus two. He's got to overcome three shots. He can do that. Now, Ludvig's a good starter. But it's possible, right? Maybe that's a play worth considering. It starts to get tougher once you get to like the one-unders. And two unders, right? That's where Fleetwood is and Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel is one on this golf course. He's minus one. I understand that. But to get in the top five, four shots, anything can happen on a weird day. Maybe that's worth a 45-1. I don't think he's going to win the tournament by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not even sure he could finish in the top five. But for one round, could be worth a fun little sweat. So that's going to be my focus this week, is trying to find guys that just don't seem to quite price right for the situation. And have a bunch of guys. The practical bets this week are going to be your plus 800 kind of bets. Like, yeah, Sanjay can get in the top five. He only has to overcome three strokes, two strokes, whatever it is. You know, okay, that's fine. I can do that. But also, I'm going to look at guys who just don't quite make sense, especially in one-game scenarios, one-round scenarios. And I think that's the way to go here. All right, that's going to do it for us on this edition of the show. I'm not doing a model for this tournament for a couple of reasons, and the main one is the starting strokes. You can't model a tournament with starting strokes when there's no other tournament with starting strokes except this one. So we'll try to assess the market without starting strokes tomorrow, talk about some props, potential prop opportunities there, maybe some matchup type things as well. Talk about that for Tuesday. Wednesday, we have the Betfred British Masters on the DP World Tour this week, and on the LPGA, we have the FM Championship in Boston. So we have two tournaments to talk about on the non-PGA tours. Then after this week, we'll change the schedule up a little bit because obviously we're not going to have the PGA Tour right away. They'll transition to the fall, and then we'll have that slate of events to go through, but that won't be every week. It'll be a little bit of a break leading into it and some break during it. So during those weeks, we'll try to kind of space it out to have a DP World Tour event or live event be its own show, an LPGA event be its own show, you know, that kind of thing, just as we traverse through the fall. shoot me an email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm on social media at Ryan Ballingy, except for Facebook and YouTube, Ryan Ballingy Golf. And then Golf News Net is the handle on all of those services. Back tomorrow with another show. Make sure you join at golfnewsnet.com. We'll put out that special for everybody who listens to the show or engages with my fantasy and betting content to expand or add on to or start your GNN membership for a good special. Get 6 months free as part of that promotion. That'll be out there probably tonight. So we'll have it out there for tomorrow. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on The Press.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.